If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Travel Tales with Fergal podcast, weekly interview series with Fergal O'Keefe, chatting to special guests about their travels and adventures and experiences. And it's becoming hugely popular, and we're delighted to have him here for a weekly travel slot on TIP today as well. He joins me now. Fergal, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you today. You're going to talk to us a bit about New Zealand. And of course, what springs to mind straight away is it's a bit like Tipperary in that there's a north and south.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Now you say it, it's very like. I was driving over to Golden the other day, and I actually said that to someone. I said, gosh, it's like New Zealand. The fields and the mountains. What it is, it would be like, say, Tipperary or maybe Kerry, but on steroids. Right. You know, the mountains are higher and the fields are bigger. But amazing country.
Yeah, you say they're amazingly friendly people, and they're particularly fond of us Irish, Fergal.
Yeah, so I discovered that when I went there. I was there like 20 years ago now, and the start of the 2000s, and they were just unbelievable. They're sort of very friendly and very open, and a lot of them actually take sort of a year, they call it like a gap year, and they come over to Europe. Mm. And a lot of being in Ireland. So they love Irish people. So once they hear you're Irish, the same as a lot of places, but particularly there, they're so helpful. Like, to give you an example, like, I remember one time we were doing this thing like tubing in caves, and I asked the guide afterwards, would he recommend somewhere to stay that evening? And he's like, should just come back to my farm, you can stay with us.
Wow.
And we went back to the farm that evening, and we invited over all the neighbours, and we had a big barbecue, and you know, felt like a local star. It's just amazing.
Isn't it incredible? You were hitchhiking as well there,
yeah.
and you had a nice experience of that as well.
Exactly, and that was another example, and that was, you know, this was all within 1 week, because it was in the North Ireland, and we were recommended to go to a place called the Coromandel Peninsula, which I'd highly recommend, and it's only sort of an hour, say, away from Auckland on the coast. But we were hitchhiking, and we were on the side of the road, and a car was going the opposite direction, a pickup truck, and the guy does a U-ey, and it comes around to us. And we were like, wonder what's going on. And he said, where are you going? He said, Coromandel. He said, hop in, I'll bring you. So he brought us like 30 miles the opposite direction to what he was going, just to give us a lift. And he said that he'd been in Ireland, and he'd hitchhike around the country, and said whenever he went back to New Zealand, he would do the same, you know? So,
isn't that incredible? We associated with Australia, and maybe that's annoying for them in the way that we'd be annoyed if people associate us with Britain. There are similarities, I guess, Fergal.
Yeah, there's similarities, but I would say the differences are more than the similarities.
Right.
You know, it's very lush. You know, it's like Ireland, for example, very green, and farming is huge. And it's, you know, so it's tropical as well. So it's very, very lush.
Mm.
And the weather is actually closer to Ireland. Australia is so hot.
Mm.
So they do get their winters and the snow and the rain and then summers, you know. So even the weather is similar to Ireland. So it's lovely seeing that.
Mm.
And it's a huge country. Then size-wise, it's funny. I mean, it's actually the size of the UK.
Is it?
Even bigger.
Right, okay.
And as I said, it's the North Island and the South, and they're both quite different. So the North, you've got Auckland and, you know, great beaches and things like that. And also then, you know, it's famous, you know, you've heard about the earthquakes and stuff.
Mm.
So there's a lot of, you know, old volcanoes and geysers and things like that in the North Island. Amazing scenery.
Mm.
And then in the South, it's very much like the Alps. Alpine scenery and high mountains and ski resorts and things like that, you know.
I remember hearing that people tend to get campers and maybe do quite a bit of road travelling while they're there. Was that your experience, Fergal?
No, well, when I was there, we didn't get a camper van. We actually just, the public transport was excellent, or even a little bit of hitching at the time, and it was very easy to get around. But I would recommend, you know, if you were going to do the camper van, one is definitely the way to go.
Mm.
I mean, you know, because you can do the North Island, then you can get a little ferry over to the South Island. And in the top of the South Island is an amazing area called the Marlborough Sound, which people would know from the wine. So, famous, you know, the Sauvignon Blanc there, like Cloudy Bay. And that area is just stunning. And so if you get the camper van, you can go off to more secluded places So that definitely is the way to go. And just to give you another example of like the hospitality, I kind of got used to of them being hyper-friendly. So when we were in the Marlborough Sound, we were staying in a B&B, and the owner said, you know, on a Wednesday, the sailing club have races. Go down. They're always looking for people to help. So myself and Ema went down to the sailing club and got onto one of the boats, and the race started, and the guy's like, right, hoist the sail. And I said, well, actually, I have never really sailed before. So there was two retirees on the boat who expected me to do all the work. And they just laughed, and they opened up the beer, the cooler, and just they all took beers and said, you know what, we won't race today, we'll just enjoy it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You know, my favourite subject is food. So with such a big country, can you talk about food? You know, are there similarities throughout New Zealand?
The food is so, it's, you know, because our culture is so big, I mean, if you're a carnivore, if you like meat, it is unbelievable. I actually sent it to you before. I was talking about my favourite meals, and the nicest T-bone steak I ever had was in South Island in New Zealand. Like the steaks, and they barbecue them a lot there. So, and also then the fish. You know, there's different fish. I can't think the names of them now that you don't get. You know, sort of the southern hemisphere equivalent of cod, but some of the fishes are just so gorgeous. And places like Auckland have a marina, and all along the, you know, seafood restaurants all along there in the marina in the middle of the city, and amazing seafood if you love seafood. And actually the America's Cup is going on there now, and that was going on when I was there. So there's loads of tents and activities going on, and you know, lovely Sauvignon Blanc with lovely prawns, and yeah, can't go wrong. The food is amazing there.
Very good. Of course, we're hearing a lot about how well that country is governed at the moment, and indeed how they've dealt better with COVID, I suppose, than most places. I presume it's still locked down, though, I guess, is it?
No. So the country it's open. You can, I mean, now you go to a match, the matches are full. So they do little localized.
Sorry, I meant in terms of people flying in, Fergal.
Oh, yeah. So basically, the only people that can go in now at the moment, I think I read a few weeks ago that they were opening up to Australia. So there's a corridor between the two countries. But, you know, that's the start of the opening up. So I would be positive from the point of view of things change. As I say, last March, things dramatically closed down. And I do think over the next while, things are going to open up probably quicker than we expect. You know?
Well, we hope so anyway. Where do you fly? You fly from, can you fly Dublin, Auckland? Or?
Yeah, well, it's a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know what, if you were going directly from Ireland, you'd probably end up having to go to, you could go over America that way,
right,
or to Australia and then on to New Zealand. So it is a very long trip, but so you'd want a couple of weeks first. I mean, I would say the way I went was actually via South America, and actually it went to Polynesia, French Polynesia, and then on to New Zealand. So that, if you had a sort of, say, a honeymoon, I would recommend, and you had a couple of weeks, you know, go to, say, play somewhere like Bora Bora, and then on to New Zealand. And actually, if you're into walking, the walking in New Zealand is amazing. And I remember at the time, like, I did loads of walks, like there's one called Rootburn. You go up the mountains for a few days, and there's huts, and you can camp or stay in the hut. And I remember, I'm always saying it to people, like for Clonmel, the mountains here, we could do it as well. And you know, you have a few huts up there, and people come to. So you go to, say, Queenstown, you buy your gear before you go up to the mountain, and then you come back and you have a meal and you
what
spend
a great
money.
Idea.
I've been saying it. I'm like a broken record. Like
it might just happen. In terms of the podcast, what can people expect this week, Fergal?
So I have a real local one this week now. So the company is called Blanco Nino, and it's the CEO, Phil Martin. Mm-hmm. And he actually, would you believe, they're based in Clonmel, and they're a tortilleria. So they make nachos or tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually a Clonmel company. And he talks about Mexico and Mexican food and why he came to Clonmel, how he ended up, you know, doing a Mexican tortilleria in Clonmel. you know, so very much a local one and really interesting, I have to
very
say.
Very good. So that's Travel Tales with Fergal. Fergal, it's always a pleasure. Look after yourself and thanks for coming on with us, Fergal. Bye-bye to you now. That's Fergal O'Keefe there. As I say, Travel Tales with Fergal. Just before I go, Elaine O'Brien, who spoke to me so beautifully about her late mum. Elaine is into our draw at the end of the week for that breakaway to the beautiful Clayton Hotel in Cork. That's it for me. Doc produced. Stephen is on the way with the time tunnel. I will talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves. Bye-bye.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.